chapter 30. Algidor Swiftback cast a fleeting glance backward as he marched on into the gathering evening.
Phew! I say, we've covered a fair old stretch today. Salamandestron's completely out of sight.
Drill Sergeant Clubrush's voice growled close to his ear.
The map might be out of sight, Laddiebuck, but I'm not. No talking in the ranks there. Keep picking up those paws and putting them down. Left, right, left, right, left, right.
More than 500 hares of the long patrol, some veterans, but mainly new recruits, tramped eastward into the dusk with Lady Craigarose Eyes, axe pike on shoulder, always far ahead. The lolloping young hare named Trowbags still had difficulty in learning to march properly. He put his left paw down when every beast was on their right, and vice versa. And for the umpteenth time that day, he stumbled, treading on the footpaws of the hare marching in front.
Oh, I'm sorry, old chap. The blinking footpaws, you know, getting themselves mixed up again. Right, left, right, left.
Deirdre shook her head in despair as she watched him.
Trowbags, you great puddin'head, it's left, right, not right, left.
Clubrush's stentorian voice rang out over the marches.
Long patrol! Oh! Stand still, every beast! That means you too, Trowbags, you are a bully old beast!
Thankfully, the marching lines halted, standing to attention until the order was given.
First Regiment, steady! Water and wood foragers fall out. Duty cooks take up chores. Lance Corporal Aylbrig, pick up your sentries for the first watch. The remainder of your layout, your packs and ground sheets, check all weapons and arms. 4D Rosner, clear away any nettles and prickles over there. That's your campsite for tonight, you lucky lot.
Hares dashed hither and thither on their various duties as Sergeant and Lance Corporal roared out orders. In a short time, military precision resulted in camp being set up. Algidor sat with his companions by the shallows of a small pool, every beast cooling off their footpaws and resting on their packs. Fairgale lay flat on his back, complaining to the stars.
Oh, my auntie's bonnet! I thought old Clubrush was going to march us all belly night. Look, there's steam rising out of the water where I'm dipping me poor old paws.
The sergeant's tone was almost an outraged squeal.
Get those days, sweet dustbin and balls here, they water! It's for drinking, not slushing a bed in! Trowbags, what the name of Caesar's are you up to, bucko?
Let myself have me grand seat, Sarge. Good night.